Hallelujah.
Morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love that has moved on our behalf and showed us the way, the truth, and the life in a beautiful big brother, firstborn among many. And then thank you, Jesus, you dealt with our sins. You took it away 3 days and three nights. Sin issue was dealt with. And thank you more than that. You were raised from the dead, and according to your word, we are raised with you. Thank you, Lord. We heard about this gospel, this goodness of life and life in abundance that's now found in that we've been restored to everything that we have lost. So thank you. Thank you for your working in our lives daily so that we can partake of this resurrection life, the portion that you put out there for us, Lord. So bless this word to our bodies, and thank you. Our lives are dedicated to you. Your will be done. Your kingdom come. Lead us in your will and in your way and in your truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12 to 17. Now, if Christ is preached as raised from the dead, how is it that some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain, useless, amounting to nothing. And your faith is also vain, imaginary, unfounded, devoid of value and benefit, not based on truth. We are even discovered to be false witnesses, misrepresenting God, because we testified concerning him that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless and powerless, a mere delusion. You are still in your sins and under the control and penalty of sins.
Hallelujah. You know, we enjoy watching the amazing race, and only a few people can partake of that amazing race, but praise God. We read in Ephesians chapter 2, and start writing verse 1. Even when we were dead in our transgressions, dead in sin, God sent his Son, and Jesus dealt with sin. Sin is a done deal. One died for all. So wonderful, God's logic. He says one man brought sin into the world, so one man's going to take it out. But more than that, if your sin has just been taken away and you are not restored to God in the kingdom with spiritual blessings, with the inheritance, with fellowship with the Father and Son, you're going to just get caught up in the wrong fellowship and caught up in the wrong thinking again and just backslide and later on be taken out of the, like the Bible says in that there, the branches that don't bear fruit, he cuts off. And they're thrown into the fire. So you don't want to go that way. So we know we've been born again now. Back to Ephesians chapter 2. Raised and seated with him, that in the time to come, he may show his goodness towards us. And when we understand God's goodness is the inheritance, the favor of fellowshipping with him, so as to be busy with good works, with the plan that he's got for us, partaking of the kingdom. And partaking of the kingdom is the resurrection life. I so loved Angus's message this morning. And the Lord said to him, your busyness makes me tired. So first of all, we've got to see this gospel, this truth is so important that people get it. And then getting it, they need to realize, and we all need to realize, and that our fellowship, like the beloved disciple John said, our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And this is the God quality of life. And Jesus says, this is eternal life. You know the Father and you know the Son. So that is the basis. We get empowered and we get stirred up by him so as to be the lights in the world, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So here you've got a beautiful picture again of the boundary lines that have fallen for us in good places that's found in Jesus. And this is why daily, you don't want to miss out on any day. You don't want to miss out an hour. You don't want to miss out a minute of the resurrection life. The resurrection life is the God quality of life. Resurrection life is fellowship with the Father and Son. Resurrection life is working together with the Lord. Our labor is not in vain. Resurrection life is partaking of that inheritance, a unique destiny, a name written in heaven, and partaking of it on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, arise and shine, for your light has come.
Amen.